Praise the Lord. Yes, I want to say Chag Tzameach, Chag Shavuot Tzameach. This is Pentecost, Feast of Weeks, and I thank God we could be here today. So let's ask the Lord to bless and anoint this reading today. Heavenly Father, Lord and God, we thank and praise you, Lord and God, that we have just a little knowledge of your feast, Lord and God, and we try to do them with all our heart, Lord and God. Show us what we're doing wrong. Show us how to perfect these feasts, Lord. But we do rejoice knowing that we are trying to do at least something as opposed to the majority of the world that doesn't even know today is the Feast of Weeks or Pentecost. We pray you'll bless and anoint, Lord and God, this day, this reading. We thank and praise you, Lord and God, for the brothers and sisters around the world that acknowledge your feasts, your holy days, your Mikra Kodesh. Lord and God, we pray you'll bless and anoint everyone. Send down tremendous healing upon those that need healing in the body of Messiah. We send down, Lord and God, give us a new heart, new understanding. Lord and God, show us your word. Show us, Lord and God. We pray that, Lord and God, we ask you for our own building, Lord. We would love to have our own building one day, Lord and God, so we could just come freely and set it up and be ready to serve you. We pray, we ask you, Father, in the mighty name of the Messiah, these things, for your glory, for your praise, and for the edification of the body of Messiah. Bless and anoint this day. Put a wall of fire around and about us and all the people that are on Pow Talk and around the world in your body. Lord, caution us from any evil. We give you the glory and the praise in Messiah's name, Yeshua. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, today, and I thank God for Brother Samuel there in Arizona. Yes, I had a mistake yesterday. I'm so happy when people call me and let me know or email me. Today is June 15, 2008, and it is Pentecost. Amazing. And it's Feast of Weeks. Amen. It's a Mikra Kodesh, a holy convocation. And believe it or not, today is Sivan 11. Yesterday was Sivan 10. So I want to make sure I did correct everything on the websites and the audios already. And I'm very happy. So if anyone ever sees mistakes on my websites, please let me know because I'm just a person, okay? I'm just an earthling like you. But today we're in the third month of God and it's called and the 11th day. Praise the Lord. I think I got that straight. And there it is right there. It says, Bechodesh Hashlishi Hu Chodesh Sivan, Esther 8:9. And, you know, I just want to make sure, I try my best to remind everybody when the feasts of the Lord are, and I hope you also remind people in your life, you know, remind anybody, you know, just let them know when it's the feast of God, and if they hear it or not, because maybe one day it'll sink into their heads. And, of course, I've been telling everybody there's two Sabbaths in a row, the weekly Sabbath, and today, which is Sivan 11. Sunday is a Sabbath. Isn't that amazing? No buying or selling. And today is June 15th. And it's a holy convocation. It says right there, and you shall count unto you from the morrow, after the Sabbath, from the day that you brought in the sheaf of the wave offering, seven Sabbaths shall be complete. And that's what we waited for. We counted. That's what we're counting. We're counting the days after we brought in the Omar, the sheaf offering. And it says, and says, even unto the morrow after the seventh Sabbath shall you number 50 days, and you shall offer a meat offering. It says, a new meat offering unto the Lord. And that's what we're thinking about. We're thinking about this is a good time to give offerings unto God. So if you're going to give any kind of offerings, this is a good time. It says, Exodus 34:22, and thou shalt observe the Feast of Weeks of the first fruits of the wheat harvest. And Deuteronomy 16:9, 7 weeks shalt thou number unto thee. Begin to number the 7 weeks from which time as thou beginnest to put the sickle to the corn. And that's not corn like you're thinking. That means it's a piece of wheat, actually. It's not corn because there's no corn there in Israel at that time. It says, and thou shalt keep the Feast of Weeks unto the Lord thy God with a tribute of a freewill offering, see, of thy hand. This is a good time to give offerings unto God. And God, this is a good, it's supposed to be a time of rejoicing and this praising God. And we also do the same thing. It's to give a tribute of a freewill offering of thy hand, which thou shalt give unto the Lord thy God, according as the Lord thy God had blessed thee. So whatever the Lord gives you, give some back to the Lord. Yeah, it's the harvest. It says, and thou shalt rejoice before the Lord thy God, thou and thy son and thy daughter and thy menservant, thy maidservant, and the Levite that is within thy gates, and the stranger and the fatherless and the widow that are among you, in the place which the Lord thy God had chosen to put his name there. It says, and thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in Egypt, and thou shalt observe to do these statutes. And we're trying to observe to do all these statutes, you know? We're trying to bear in mind some of these things because, let's face it, our friends don't talk about it, our relatives don't talk about it, so we have to actually look in the Bible and do it ourselves, okay? Even in 2 Chronicles, Solomon, he made sure that he acknowledged right there, Chronicles 8:12, he offered burnt offerings unto the Lord on the altar of the Lord, which he had built for, before the porch, even a certain rate every day. It says, offerings according to the commandment of Moses. And he did it on the Sabbaths. He did his offerings on the Sabbath, on the new moons, on the solemn feasts, and three times in a year, even on the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Feast of Weeks, and the Feast of Tabernacles. So even Solomon recognized Moses and did all these offerings, and it was a certain rate every day. Isn't that amazing? Now, a lot of people don't know about the Feast of Pentecost. We're in a little location here in this little building, but right next door to us is this gigantic church. They don't even know it's Pentecost today. They don't even know it's the Feast of Weeks. They have no idea. And here, right here in Acts chapter 2, chapter 20, and 1 Corinthians chapter 16, it mentions Pentecost, and this is all after the resurrection of the Lord. So a lot of people can't say, well, when Feast of Weeks happened in Leviticus or Exodus, it's over. No, this is thousands of years later. They were still doing it, okay? And that's why we're doing it today. We do it as a memorial. It's sad that everyone today, you know, for some strange reason, today is Father's Day, and everyone's acknowledging Father's Day above God's feast. And, you know, this doesn't happen all the time, but Father's Day was actually made up in the 1900s. We looked that up this morning. Before that, there was no such thing. It's just made up. You're supposed to honor your mother and father every day. There's no there's no special day. Every day. And it's very sad, you know, on every calendar, nobody's mentioning the Feast of Weeks or Pentecost. Really sad. So I hope by now we should be the people of God in the third month Sivan, when we came from our last life of sin. And everyone should acknowledge that they've repented in their life, that they're asking God for forgiveness for their sins, and they're going forward. They're going to make a commitment to God and try to get this straight. And also, we know the promise of the Father, the Holy Spirit, is available. Yes. In the book of Luke, we see Luke 24, and Yeshua said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all these things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, that's the Torah, and in the prophets, the Nevi'im, and in the Psalms, Kutuvim, concerning me. He says, then he opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. And those were the scriptures. Did you hear that? I want to make sure you understand that the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms, those are called the scriptures. It says, and he said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved the Messiah to suffer and to raise from the dead the third day. It says, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And he told the apostles, he said, behold, I send the promise of my Father unto you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. And he led them out as far as Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, when he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. And this promise of the Father, the Holy Spirit, is what this is all about, the Feast of Weeks. Even though we know in the third month, we don't know the exact day, the Torah was given, the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai. We know it's the third month. But we know for sure that the Holy Spirit was foretold by the prophet Joel. And we're going from, if you notice, we're going from unleavened bread, we're going to 2 wave loaves, bacon with leaven. And I always look at that one piece of unleavened bread and two wave loaves, and I get the number 3. And I see that we're going from this, yes, unleavened bread, which signifies sometimes sin, but it also signifies, you know, like humility, and there's no pride, and it's not puffed up, and it's something humble. And then all of a sudden we're going to two loaves baking with leaven, which shows me like something that has the fullness of what God is trying to show us. And it could be the Spirit of God. And we're going to read some interesting verses here. And here's what the verses I was referring to in Leviticus 23:6. On the 15th day, it says, of the same month is the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And then Leviticus 23:17, there's the two wave loaves baking with leaven. That's usually never like that in any verses. So, and these are the first fruits unto the Lord, these two wave loaves baking with leaven. That's really important. So this morning I was reading and I was thinking, this is the promise of the Father. He told them to tarry in Jerusalem, the Comforter, known as the Spirit of Truth, and Yeshua are one. Did you know that? Maybe you don't know the Spirit of God and Yeshua are one. I'll show you where it says that. Yeshua says, he that seen me, Yeshua, had seen the Father. And all are one. I'm going to go through that with you. And it says, thou shalt rejoice because the Spirit is with us today, you know? The Spirit of God is with us. Even though Yeshua left, he sent us the Holy Spirit. And we need to think about that a lot, which we probably should think about that. And we don't. John 14, okay, if you have your Bibles, I'm just going to be reading chapters now. I'm going to read 3 chapters to you, and I'm going to talk about some verses, and then later, this isn't going to be too long of a study, but Yeshua says, let not your heart be troubled. He says, you believe in God, believe also in me, okay? In my Father's house, there's many mansions. Isn't that beautiful? My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And that shows you that he's not making his kingdom on this earth. He's going to prepare a place for you. So you don't need to worry about where you're going to be on this planet. I remember reading these verses to my mother before she died. Yes, believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house are many mansions. He says, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, ye may be also. Praise the Lord. Verse 4, it says, and whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how shall we know the way? And Yeshua said unto him, I am the way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also, and from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Because they're all one. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. And Yeshua said to Philip, have I been so long time with you, and hast thou not known me, Philip? He that had seen me, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And how sayest thou, show us the Father? Believe thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Isn't that amazing verses? Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, he shall do also, and greater, it says, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that my Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. So in other words, if you're keeping the commandments, if you've repented and you ask God for anything in his name, of course, to the edification, the glory of the Son and the edification of the Father, you will get it. It's not talking about, oh, God, give me 5 cars and give me, 10 diamond rings and give me No, it's not talking about that. It's talking about something that edifies the body, something that edifies God, something that's to the glory of God. And God will take care of your personal needs too. That's nothing. If he can clothe the lilies of the field, how much more shall he clothe us? And of course, verse 15, which a lot of church people read but they don't understand, Jesus said this, "If you love me, keep my commandments." Yeah, today I'm going to read a lot of the Brit Hadashah, and I'm going to show you that it says the same thing in the Torah. A lot of people think only in the Torah talks about the commandments. If you keep his commandments, Yeshua says, "I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever." And he gives us the Spirit of truth, very important, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But you know him, he dwells with you, and shall be in you. Listen to this now, concentrate on this. If it says, "I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you." Even though he's sending the comforter, he says, "I will come to you." Yeah, it's still him, that's right. "Yet a little while, the world see me no more, but you see me, because I live, you shall live also." Praise the Lord. At that day you shall know that I am in the Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them," isn't that amazing? Jesus is saying the same thing that we've been saying for so long. "He that has my commandments and keeps them, he's the one that loves me. He that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him." And Judas said unto him, not Iscariot, "Lord, how is it thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world?" And Yeshua said unto him, he said, "If a man love me, he'll keep my words." It's that simple. "And my Father will love him and will come unto him and make our abode with him." Praise the Lord. Don't you want the Lord to abide in us? Abide in me. Amen.
It says, "We will come unto him."
We will come unto him. In other words, that's Yeshua, and the Father says, "We will come unto him," and the Spirit. Mm-hmm. That "we" is plural.
Yeah.
You notice that a lot of people don't read that like that. If a man love me, let's read that again. Yeshua answered and said unto him, "If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we," me and my Father, "will come unto him and make our abode in him." So here we have Yeshua coming right in us, and the Holy Spirit and the Father. "He that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings. And the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said to you. Peace, shalom, I leave with you. My shalom I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard that I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you." He's going to go away and come again. Yes. You've heard that I said that. He says, "If you love me, you would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father." Listen to this. Yeshua says, "My Father is greater than I." He's acknowledging he's the Word, and the Word proceeded from the Father. "And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it is come to pass, you might believe. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world, who's the devil, cometh and had nothing in me. But the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence." And this is such a beautiful thing. So we should be rejoicing in this, that the Lord left, and he is coming back one day, but he has left us the Comforter, if we only could just receive it, the Spirit of truth. Yeshua says, "I am the vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. and every branch that beareth fruit, he purged it, that it may bring forth more fruit. This is really important right now. Verse 3, now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Praise the Lord. Yeshua says, abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except you abide in me. Yeshua says, I am the vine. Okay, Yeshua is the vine, not Israel, not anybody else. Yeshua says, I'm the vine, and you are the branches. So whether you're the natural branch, the Jews, or the grafted-in branch, like in Romans, everyone has to repent and join the vine. And we all become one, as he is one with his Father. And we become one in him. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he's cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If a man abide in me and keep my words, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. That's a very important verse. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples. If the Father, and as the Father loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love. Now I want everyone to double check this verse. Yeshua says in verse 10, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that your joy might remain in you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment. Yeshua says, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love had no man than this, than that a man lay down his life for his friends. And this is so good right here. You are my friends, only if you do whatsoever I command you. And this, he says, henceforth I call you not servants. He calls us not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. This is really a good verse right here. It says, you have not chosen me. Don't think you chose me. I have chosen you. And yes, I have ordained you. So do you think you need some certificate from some university or from some seminary or divinity school to be ordained? The Lord says, I've ordained you, and that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. And whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he, it says, may give it you. Praise the Lord. So I ask the Father in the name of the Messiah, please give us a building. Amen. For the glory of God and the Father. These things have I commanded you, that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you're not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, the Messiah, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin. But now they have no cloak for their sin. He that hated me hated my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now they have both seen and hated both me and my Father. But this cometh to pass, that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their Torah. They hated me without a cause. But when the Comforter is come, whom I he says, now he's saying, I'm going to send. Before it was the Father. Now he says, I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeded from the Father, he shall testify of me. And ye also shall bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. Yes, this is a time of rejoicing. The Holy Spirit in the book of Acts came down. Chapter 16. Yeshua says, "These things have I spoken unto you, that you should not be offended. They'll put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whoso killeth you will think that he doth God service." Some people, yeah, would love to kill us. "These things," it says, "these things will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things have I told you, that when the time is come, you will remember that I told you of them. And these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you. But now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you ask of me, whither goest thou? But because I said unto you these things, sorrow had filled your heart." Nevertheless, Yeshua says, "I tell you the truth, it's expedient for you that I go away. If I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you." Praise the Lord. Yes, we pray that the Holy Spirit, Yeshua, sends him unto us. "And when he has come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to the Father and ye see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he cometh, the Spirit of truth, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, so the Spirit of truth will hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me. He shall receive of mine and show it unto you." Yeshua is just amazing the way he's talking right here. "All things that the Father had are mine. Therefore said I unto you," it says, "therefore said I that he shall take of mine and will show it unto you. Because what I have, the Father has, and vice versa. A little while, and you shall not see me. And again a little while, and you shall see me, because I go to the Father, except I'm coming to you now in the Holy Spirit." Then said some of his disciples among themselves, What is this that he's saying to us? "A little while, and we cannot see," it says, "and you shall not see me, and again a little while, and you shall see me, because I go to the Father." What is he talking about? They said, therefore, "What is it that he says, a little while? What is this little while? And we cannot tell what he saith." Yeshua knew that they were desirous to ask him, and said unto him, "Do you inquire among yourselves of what I said, a little while, and you shall not see me, and again a little while, and you shall see me? Verily, verily, I say unto you, that you shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice." He says, "and ye shall be sorrowful, but I want to tell you something," he says, "your sorrow shall be turned into joy." Praise the Lord. You know, a woman, when she's in travail, had sorrow. A woman, when she's given forth a child, she's in sorrow because her hour has come. But as soon as she's delivered of the child, she remembered no more her anguish for joy that a man is born into the world. And ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again. I will see you again. That's what I'm waiting for. It says that your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. And in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Amen. We pray again, Heavenly Father, give us the finances, Lord and God, so we can get your word out to this lost and dying world. In the name of Yeshua. "Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be filled. These things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs, but the time cometh that I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I will show you plainly of the Father. And that day ye shall ask in my name, and I will say not unto you, I will pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loves you." Praise the Lord. The Father actually loves us. I mean, the one who created the whole universe loves us. I say not unto you that I will pray the Father, for the Father loves you because you have loved me and had believed that I came from God. I came forth from the Father. I came into this world. I am come into this world again. I leave the world and go to the Father. In other words, he came from the Father. He's from everlasting. His disciples said unto him, Lo, now speakest thou plainly and speakest no proverb. Now we are sure that thou knowest all things and needest not that any man should ask thee, but that this we know, that thou camest forth from God. But Yeshua said, Do you now believe? Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things have I spoken to you, that you might have peace. In the world you're going to have tribulations. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Amen. So this is a time of rejoicing. And the Spirit of God is available, and we have to start thinking about that a lot. The Spirit of Truth, the Comforter, He is around. He is with us. He is in us. Chapter 17, these words spake Yeshua and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. And thou hast given him power over all flesh. He shall give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. So the Father gave Jesus us, and then Yeshua gives us eternal life. And this is eternal life, that you might know the only true God and Yeshua, the Messiah, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth, and I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. Now listen to this. And now, O Father, glorify me with thine own self, with the glory which I, Yeshua, the Word of God, had with thee before the world was. Before there was a world, he was with the Father. Amen. He is from everlasting, right there, verse 5. You see that?
Yep.
I have magnified thy name. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. And this is to the disciples, but I want to show you it's also to us. Now, it says, now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray not for them. I pray for them, he says. I pray not. Listen to this. He says, I pray not for the world. What do you think of that? So a lot of people think God's just for everybody. He says, I pray for though the ones that the Father has given me. I don't pray for the world, but for them that which thou gavest me. They are thine. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. Now here's where we come in. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. I come to thee, Holy Father. Keep through thine own name those which thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those thou gavest me I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, which is Judas, that the scripture might be fulfilled. This is all talking to the disciples. He says, And now come I unto thee, and these things I speak. It says, I speak in the world that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world had hated them. Isn't that true? We're repeating the words of God, and people hate us. We tell them about the Sabbath, they hate us. We tell them about the feast, they hate us. We tell them about clean and unclean, and they hate us. We tell them about everything else, the Torah. Because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And thou hast sent me into the world, even, it says, as thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify them myself. I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. And this is, how would you like being one of the apostles at that time? He's talking to them. But now this is for us. Neither pray I for these alone, but also for them also which shall believe on me through their word. And that's us. Through their word and through these, the word of God, which we, these few letters we got and these few gospels, we carry on this. And God has, Jesus actually prayed for us too. And they, it says, that they all may be one, even as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me, and the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Wow. The Father loved us just like he loved Yeshua. Father, I will that they also, this is really, I love this part because this is really a something that we have to look forward to. I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am. Wherever that is, I want to be there, don't you? That they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. Now listen to this. For thou lovest me, the Messiah, the Word of God. You loved me, Father, before the foundation of the world. Again, he is from everlasting. Does everybody see that? That was verse 24. O righteous Father, the world had not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. And those chapters right there, I just wanted to read because I feel like those are rejoicing. And those are with the Holy Spirit being with us, the Comforter. And the Father loves us, and we have a place prepared of the Father. I mean, we have actually a place prepared. I mean, if heaven is our home, wherever that means, whether it be New Jerusalem, heaven, just being with God would be perfect, where the Lamb is the light. Yes, we will tabernacle with God one day. So the Holy Spirit was given right here in the book of Acts, chapter 2. You can read that. I'm not going to read it to you because we've been reading this for 7 weeks. All the Jews were there. The day of Pentecost was fully come. And they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled the house where they were sitting. This is what they were waiting for. They're waiting for the Comforter to come, the Holy Spirit. This is it. It says, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues, like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, that, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews. There they are, keeping the Feast of Weeks. All these Jews, they're all called Jews, no matter who they are. Devout men out of every nation under heaven. Okay? So these were all the Jews. These are, and you can read that, you'll read that whole chapter yourself. That's chapter 2. And now I'm going to move down real quick to chapter 10 to show you when also these other new proselytes known as Gentiles, they were still called Gentiles here in chapter 10, received the Holy Spirit. This is chapter 10. I'm just going to read this whole chapter to you because I think it's important. Turn to Acts chapter 10. And it says, there was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion. I think a centurion, what does that mean? He has 100, I can't remember what the measure of amount of people he's on, he's over. He's a centurion of the band called the Italian Band. And he's an Italian. Look at that. There's actually Italians there. That means he's of Italy, yes. A devout man, one that feared God with all his house. And he gave alms to the people and prayed to God always. Praise the Lord. And this Cornelius, he saw in a vision evidently about the ninth hour, which is like about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, right? I think. Let's double check that. 3, 6, 9, about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming to him, saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, What is it, Lord? Praise the Lord. I love that because the Malach HaElohim, the angel of the Lord, is the messenger of the Lord. He said unto him, What is it, Lord? And he said, Thy prayers and thy alms are come up for a memorial before God. And now send men, it says, And now send men to Joppa and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodge at one Simon a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. He will tell thee what thou oughtest to do. And when the angel which spake with Cornelius was departed, he called two of his household servants and a devout soldier of them that waited on him continually. So two household servants and a devout soldier. And when he had declared all these things unto them, he sent them to Joppa. Joppa is right by Tel Aviv. On the morrow, as they went on their journey, and drew nigh unto the city, Peter went up to the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. Sixth hour is about noon. The sixth hour is noon. Peter went up to the housetop to pray about noon, and he became very hungry and would have eaten, but they made ready, he fell into a trance. And he saw heaven open, and a certain vessel descending unto him, and as it were a great sheet knit together at the four corners, let down to the earth, wherein were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth, wild beasts, creeping things, fowls of the air. And there came a voice to him, Rise, Peter, kill and eat. And Peter said, Not so, Lord. I have neither eaten anything that is common or unclean. And the voice said unto him again the second time, What God has cleansed, that called not thou common. Amen. This was done thrice. Three times this thing happened. And the vessel was received up again into heaven. And while Peter doubted himself what the vision might be, he doubted himself what this vision which he had seen should mean, behold, the men which were sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simon's house and stood before the gate and called and asked whether Simon, whose surname was Peter, were lodged there. While Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, Behold, three men seek for thee. Right. That's right. Three men, three visions. Remember that? There was two of the servants and one soldier. Mm-hmm. Arise, therefore, get thee down and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them. You hear that? The Spirit said, I have sent them. Mm-hmm. Peter went down to the men which were sent unto him from Cornelius and said, Behold, I am he whom ye seek. What is the cause wherefore you are come? And they said, Cornelius the centurion, a just man, one that fears God and a good report among all the nation of the Jews. So Cornelius had a good report of all the Jews, was warned from God by a holy angel. He was warned from God by a holy angel to send for thee into his house and to hear the words of thee. Then called he them in and lodged them. And on the morrow, Peter went away unto them, and certain brother from Joppa accompanied him. And the morrow, after they entered into Caesarea, and Cornelius waited for them, and had called together his kinsmen and his friends, and as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. Big mistake. Peter took him up, saying, Stand up! I myself also am a man. And he talked with him, and he went in and found many that were come together. And he said unto them, You know that how it is unlawful, it's an unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company or to come unto one of another nation. But God had showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean. Therefore came I unto thee without gainsaying, as soon as I was sent for thee. I ask therefore for what intent ye have sent for me. And Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting, He's fasting for 4 days. 4 days I was fasting.
No, 4 days ago I was fasting.
4 days ago I was fasting unto this hour. Yes, unto this hour. And at the ninth hour, 3:06, at 3 o'clock, I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing and said, Cornelius, thy prayer is heard, and thy alms are had in remembrance in the sight of God. Send therefore to Joppa, and call for hither Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodged in the house of one Simon a tanner by the seaside, who, when he cometh, shall speak unto thee. Immediately, therefore, I sent it to thee, and thou hast well done that thou art come. Now therefore we are all here present before God to hear all things that are commanded thee of God. And Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation, he that feareth God, him, and worketh righteousness, is accepted of God. Amen. God's no respecter of persons. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Yeshua the Messiah, he is Lord of all, Yeshua the Messiah. That word, I say, you know, which was published throughout all Judea, began from Galilee, after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Yeshua of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, because God was with him. And we are witnesses of all these things which he did in the land of the Jews, and in Judea, and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him, Yeshua, had God raised up the third day, praise the Lord, and showed himself openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even us, who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. Praise the Lord. It's never everyone. It's always chosen witnesses. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge and quick of the dead. To him, to the Messiah, Yeshua, give all the prophets witness that through his name, Yeshua, whosoever believeth in him should receive remission of sins. And while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Spirit fell on all them that heard these words. Praise the Lord. All of them that were there. And they of the circumcision, the Jews which believed, they were astonished, as many as were with Peter, because that on the Gentiles was also poured out the gift of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. How did they know that? For they heard them speak with tongues and magnified God. So in other words, here's these Gentiles. All of a sudden, they got the Holy Spirit. And they got the gift of the Holy Spirit, and Peter said, he heard them speak with tongues, and Peter said, can any forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Spirit as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. Praise the Lord. So we have to be John the Baptist. We have to be the lights in this world to tell people today is Pentecost. It is Feast of Weeks. It is when the Holy Spirit came, and he's with us today. Praise the Lord. We have to believe that he is with us. Hallelujah. And we have to believe that, yes, God came in the third month and gave the Ten Commandments. So please remember the forgotten law, the Torah. Please remember the forgotten Sabbath, a sign, number 7. Please remember the forgotten feasts of the Lord. Please remember the forgotten Ten Commandments. The Lord says in Hosea, I read this yesterday, chapter 4, verse 6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou should that thou shalt be no priest to me. And we all want to be priests unto God, and Yeshua is the high priest. Seeing that thou hast forgotten the law, the Torah of thy God, I will also forget thy children. So I tell everyone, please, 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 teach your children and all that the Lord puts in your path. Teach them all these things. Shalom in Messiah, Yeshua. God bless you, and I hope that you have a wonderful, rejoicing Feast of Weeks and Feast of the Pentecost, the 50, the actual Jubilee when God frees us and gives us the Holy Spirit. God bless you, and shalom from One of Messiah. Thank you for being here. Praise the Lord, everyone, from One of Messiah. Go to our website if you missed any of this. OneOfMessiah.net. God bless you.